Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast where we talk about what's big, sad, and fun in this week of sports. I am James Johnson and I am here with my co-host
Edward Dickey.
Edward, you checking the time there on your watch that you don't have?
No, something scratched me.
Something bit me.
Basically.
Well, here we are, guys. And the big this week, we're going to jump right in because it is Masters Week, kicked off today. And our leader right now, as we are talking about it here at 4:30 on a Thursday.
4:38.
Is Viktor Hovland and Jan van Rom.
So you're a braver man than me. I wouldn't have even tried either one of those names. But yeah, have you gotten to watch any of it?
I have not watched hardly any of it. I've been looking at the scoreboard all day because I was tracking Tiger, Tiger.
He came on there at the end.
He did, and I was worried about it because last time I saw it, he was three over, and I was like, well, okay, it's going to be that. And then when I checked before we got on the air here, he is plus two, and he finished the day plus two. So
he went on a bit of a birdie streak in the back half of the back nine.
All right, good.
But you know, Tiger.
Did you get a chance to watch him at all? How did he look?
So, okay, and I said this last year before the Masters. The Masters app is the single greatest thing of all time. I don't pay for this.
Yeah,
but I can watch every shot anybody has taken.
Man, I think I have it on. I don't know if I have it on my phone or not. Let me make sure I get that.
It's the greatest thing ever.
This episode is brought to you by the Masters app.
I wish.
Download it now to your telephone.
But like there, I haven't seen an ad yet, and I'm not paying for it. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, I do have it. Masters 2023. It even updated it to this year.
Jeez, it's the greatest. But
fantastic.
But I mean, I think the early storylines are kind of already starting to play out. The one that intrigues me the most, and we'll get into some of the more fun stuff, but we got to start, you know, with the series. This amateur, Sam Bennett.
Yeah. Oh man, tied for fifth right now.
He's at four under. He started the round, birdie eagle.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's a good way to start off. Amateur. How old is he?
22.
Is this his first Masters?
See, you just he won the U.S. Amateur and the U.S. That's the one thing I love about the Masters. Yeah. Is that the winner of the U.S. Amateur gets to play in it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But he's like a senior at Texas A&M on their golf
team.
That's
unfortunate. I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that. Well, I was going to root for him, but now I don't know.
I always forget that you're an Oklahoma guy and you have feelings on all those schools.
I don't like Texas A&M at all. But, you know, I like when amateurs do well.
Yeah, I do too. It always makes me I always kind of root for an amateur.
The guy I'm looking at right now is Jordan Spieth, who is also tied for fifth and four under. I think he's through hole nine.
I also would like to note that since telling James about the app, he has not looked up.
No, this is amazing.
Yeah.
What a great piece of technology. Let's go back to Tiger Woods for just a minute.
Yeah.
So
I'm always down to talk some Tiger.
Tiger Woods, you know, he could go out in his backyard and just putt a ball like from his porch and there'd be breaking news about it. So, you know, he always leads off these conversations about golf and particularly the Masters. I've said this many times before, you know this is true. Sunday Masters is one of my favorite days of the year, particularly when Tiger's in it at all, you know. But when he's charging that back nine, it's like, I don't know, it's the best. I don't know if we'll ever see that again, to be honest. But
I've learned a long time ago never to doubt Tiger.
Never doubt Tiger, yeah, that's good. He did say at the news conference, was yesterday, he's like, I don't know how many of these I got left in me.
Oh,
what is he, 47, 48
Tiger.
Years old now?
Tiger, you are going to play in this until you're 800 years old.
You know that as soon as he has to like use a cart or even a wheelchair, they'll change the rules and be like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, 100%. I think there's been tournaments who've even said, Tiger can use a cart.
Tiger can do whatever he wants. Right.
Well, and I think, you know, the sadder good part about it is when Tiger's playing, people are watching.
People watch,
so people
right?
will do
people like me, right?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be watching if Tiger wasn't in it. I wouldn't really care.
Yeah, but people will do whatever it takes to get those eyeballs on it.
That's right.
But, I mean, what? Because there are other major tournaments.
Are there?
Exactly. is it about the Masters that you think captivates us?
Well, first of all, it's the whole package. It's the whole presentation of it, right? So there's something about it that, you know, initially it still is, I think, the first official major of the year.
Yeah,
right?
Golf has weird seasons.
Yeah. I know that they moved up. Was it the Tour Championship that happens now before? I don't know. It's not. It was like the fifth major anyway. It wasn't like a real major. The four majors, which you have, Masters,
the players,
the Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA, the British, and the British Open. It's if number one, it just seems like it's more prestigious than the other ones. It kicks off the golf season for most people who, you know, have a, you know, a, somewhat of an interest in golf.
Yeah.
Not like major people who, you know, play golf and stuff like that. But
you play some.
And the way that it's packaged, like it's just, it's presented with this beautiful music and sometimes fake birds in the background. And then
you expect me to believe that the blue-footed whippoorwillow would be that far out of its migration pattern. Someone actually, that's how we found
that's
out.
How that got caught.
I believe it was the blue-footed whippoorwillow.
But everyone's pumping in music and, and crowd noise and whatnot. So it's just part of
that
the game.
It's so high on the list of things I don't care about.
I know, right?
The fact that they pipe in
bird
noises.
You know, it's presented as something that is, you know, it's called the Masters, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's just, it's presented in a way that, that makes it more prestigious, I think, than the other ones.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's at the same course. Like,
which makes it storied, right?
Yes.
Because now you're playing the same course every year. You got Amen Corner, which you got, you know, these, the bridge, you got all these things.
And you, like, you had the old Eisenhower tree.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was talking to my dad earlier today.
How's your dad doing?
Hey, he's good.
He's our one faithful listener. Hey, Dad, how you doing? We're, God, you're
there's at least two others. I believe it's your girlfriend and my mom. but
my girlfriend Deva doesn't listen.
she does. She just doesn't know she does. Play while she's asleep. But I said Victor Hovland had a snap hook off on 15, and he was like, oh, right into those trees right there.
Yeah,
like we knew
exactly where it is.
Like we can place where it is,
right?
Because we've been watching this course.
That's
like
exactly
every year,
right?
Which is, I don't think it's interesting, but also have you been?
I've never been.
Okay.
I've been to Augusta,
like the city,
but I have not been.
Those are two vastly different things.
I understand that, and I was actually shocked to think that as I was driving through Augusta, I should say,
more like Augusta.
I was like,
it's a great place. I'm
wow,
sure.
The Masters takes place here.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing there's a little separation.
Yes.
Should we talk about the social political nature of the separation of the Masters course?
No.
From what's it called, Augusta National? From the city of Augusta.
If you're coming to this podcast for our social political
burning insights, as but, I call them, incendiary insights instead of hot takes.
I realize this is Easter Sunday. If someone
it is, and
if someone offers you tickets, and I realize you probably have to be here, tell them you have explosive diarrhea and you have to go. Like you can't make it on Sunday,
and you
got to go to the Gus Nat. Like you got to go to the Masters. Yes,
I'll tell you this. I got tickets to see Jesus Christ Superstar at 2:30. On Sunday, in a movie theater. I don't know. It'd be hard to pass those up just to go to. That is a true story. But, you know, if somebody offers me some tickets, you got a beat on this?
I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of people in this church.
If
so
there's
you've
a
made
listener
friends with,
out there that
yes.
wants to spring for us.
Let it be
some,
known that anybody who has extra tickets, I will take them. Yes.
As is the case for any
yes,
sporting event.
But especially this one. I've been twice.
So you have been?
Yes. And it's one of the, like, I was worried the second time that some of the beauty of it might, because I've already been, like, it's, like, I've already seen it.
Right.
But the minute you walk out, like, oh my God,
it's beautiful.
I'm in the spot that I've seen on TV my whole life. Like, you know, it's
that
just
is,
one of
that
those.
That is the cool thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and it looks idyllic and beautiful.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. You might want to look into going to the practice round next year.
Okay.
Or making more friends who have Masters tickets.
Definitely needs to be on, like, your sports
bucket list.
100%. Right?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to make the trip to Augusta National.
No, I definitely would like to do that at some point.
But, and the other cool thing about going there is the food and the drinks. It's all like a.
It's all free?
Almost. it's like $1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh man, that's
like
wonderful.
$4 for a beer, like it's
all right.
It's
well,
dirt
that, just,
cheap.
That just sounds like a great afternoon right there.
It's amazing.
Even if there's no golf going on,
it's what I'm probably going to do Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon. I'm going to find me a pimento cheese sandwich and a beer, and I'm going to watch the Masters.
That's
there's
fantastic.
A great article, and I'll tweet it out after the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Big Sad Fun.
Oh yeah, I talk about the Hawks a lot.
It's Hawk season. For like another week or so.
We made the play in.
Okay. We'll see.
But about the art of the Masters nap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the, you know, it's ideal Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like ASMR.
It
like,
really
there's
is.
A guy
it's
whispering.
Wonderful.
Oh, man. But it's a great article, and the Masters nap is something everyone should also experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. So, do you have you want to pick a favorite to win?
Oh, yeah.
Who you got?
You know, and I wanted to do this show before so that we wouldn't come off
well,
as
I
if,
wanted to do a lot of things before, well, Edward. And sometimes things don't work out. And you just got to take the moment as it comes.
But I'm going to go with my guy Morikawa.
Okay.
I think he is young. He is charismatic. I think he is a guy who the PGA can strap a rocket to and be the next guy you see in every commercial ever.
Sitting tied for 13th right now at 2 under?
Yeah, but, you know, first day.
First day don't matter. You know, I want to go with Tiger Woods, but I'll go with Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods to make the cut.
Tiger Woods to make the cut, for sure. For sure. He's going to have a run tomorrow. He's going to be 9 under tomorrow.
All right, let's see it, Tiger.
You heard it here first. But when he stumbles, I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth. That's my boy.
So, well, that's a great pick. He's got a great history.
He's got some history at the Masters. He's won it a few times.
But while we're talking about golf, I highly recommend...
There's one time a year that we talk about golf. Let's go ahead, get it out there.
My phone fell. The docuseries on Netflix, Full Swing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They follow like the PGA.
Yeah.
It genuinely makes you care about golf in a weird way. Like, it's very good.
So I heard there's another, so this is a tangent. This is a little bit of a sidestep just a second. There is another sports documentary that I think it's on Netflix called F1. It's about the F1 Motor Series. And I've heard everybody that's seen that, I don't care anything about F1. They said they didn't either, but they said that because they follow the sport and get so into it that they came out like, I want to watch F1 races and stuff.
So Full Swing is F1 for golf.
Okay. All right. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I mean, I don't know this to be true, but I would assume it's the same.
We should watch
director.
These things and put out a commentary or something.
I'm 100% down.
A big, sad, fun commentary on F1 and on Full Swing.
Yeah.
What's the other one about Michael Jordan? The Last Dance.
The Last Dance is
that
so good.
It wasn't really The Last Dance. It was the penultimate dance.
It was for that group, though.
Well, okay. We'll say. I'll let him have it. You know what? I'll let him have it. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that documentary was awesome, it came out at such a perfect time.
It did.
But, yeah, I mean, do you want to maybe look up some prop bets for the Masters?
I say we make our own prop bets.
Okay.
This is what we do here on Big Sad Fun is we don't follow the line of other people. We don't care what other people are doing. We make our own prop bets. So, that being said, I have no idea what a prop bet for the Masters would be.
What do you think will be the winning score? Like, how many under?
Well,
I'm gonna go with 13 under.
13 under, okay. Right now they're hitting at 7 under? I think somebody might. Well, the weather's gonna be crazy this weekend too.
That's it's supposed to rain a lot.
Let's go, tell you what, let's go, I'll go 14 under.
Okay.
Let's do it this way. Let's go over under 13.5.
Okay,
I'll take the under. Over.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Perfect.
All right. What about Tiger Woods? What's Tiger Woods' final score if he makes the cut?
I think he makes the cut, and I think he finishes top half.
Top half. What if we have put a over-under on his score? 2.5. 2.5 under.
I'm going to go... Okay, now we're getting weird because over does over mean...
Oh, 2.5 under, 2.5 and a half under. You go over or under that for his score.
Now, see,
how's that weird?
Because over would be higher.
It's these negative numbers.
This
is why negative numbers don't exist. It's not a real thing. Do you think he'll do better or worse than 2.5 under?
I think he will do slightly better.
Okay, me too. Actually, so. I think he's gonna win the thing. So
it's like the imaginary numbers. I mean, those were explained to me in math classes. Like, so these numbers aren't real, but we're going to work with them anyway. I'm like, well, why? they're not real.
It's the
Get
same
them out
reason
here.
You play with your imaginary friend, Edward. All right. So let me ask you this. Here's my over under. How many people do you think are going to watch the Masters on Sunday? What do you think the ratings will be on Sunday?
Can you look up the ratings from last year?
Ratings up 7%. Most watched golf since Tiger Woods' 2019 win last year. The Nielsen rating, as you were talking about, was 5.83, 10.2 million viewers average.
Okay, so I'll go...
Peak audience of 13.1 million.
So I'll go the average will be 11. I think we'll go up this year.
Okay, so the average is 10.2 for average. you're going to go slight uptick. At I think 11. Anytime. I think if Tiger makes a cut, I think you're right.
That's also what I'm really mad, because if Tiger doesn't, then you lose a lot of the casuals.
Me. You lose me for sure.
But your main man Spieth.
Type into my Nielsen's box. If he's in it, I'll watch it. Oh, then I don't want to see like Brooks Koepka win another Masters.
I don't want any of the LIV guys to win it.
Yeah,
I'm out on the LIV tour. I think it's dumb.
So you're totally out on it. How do you think this weekend affects the LIV PGA debate at all, or does it? Does it have anything to say about it? I know they're letting the players play.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to get into political.
We don't have to.
Here.
We don't have to.
But yeah. I think in general,
people come here for hot insight into.
In general, I'm not a fan of the LIV, and it doesn't seem like any of the guys who went are the well-liked guys of the PGA.
Right.
It's kind of all the riffraff.
Isn't this what happened like in the WWF back in the late 80s? Like,
it's 100%.
You had a whole group split off to become like NWO or whatever.
Yeah, you had people jumping over to WCW.
Yeah.
I can talk some WCW
I'm sure that's exactly what golf wants, is to be compared to professional in air quotes, wrestling.
I've said this about pro wrestling on here before. I think they are athletes,
yes.
But I don't think it is a sport.
They are athletic, but it is scripted. It is scripted, like the NFL.
It's choreographed.
It's choreographed, like yes. The NFL, we'll say. That's the problem.
Those
the
are
NFL,
the best memes.
The NFL is not scripted, it's choreographed, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. I don't even care. I just hope whoever's making the decisions, we'll let Dallas win at some point soon.
All right, we ready to get on to the set?
So let's pivot to the set. And the reason why I asked about the ratings for the Masters is because we're going to talk about the NCAA National Championship. And this was one of the lowest viewed national championships in quite some time. In fact, it is, just to give you a number on that, which I had right here in front of me.
Until I started asking you to Google
least
stuff.
Watched NCAA men's national title games. This is number one all time. UConn versus San Diego State with 14.7 million viewers. It is the least watched NCAA men's national title game ever.
Which, I think that's still a lot of people.
That is a good group.
And I think ratings are probably harder to figure out now with everybody streaming and all that good stuff. But I don't think it helps their case that it's two teams not a lot of people care about.
That's the thing. And this affected not just the championship, but the Final Four as well.
Yeah,
because you had UConn has kind of played their way into being something of a blue blood now.
Yeah, oh yeah,
but
for sure.
The rest of these teams, San Diego State, no one cared about them.
San Diego State did.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I think definitely deserves to be discussed is it came on at 9:20 on a Monday night.
We were both talking about that. We're texting each other because we were thinking about getting together to watch the game.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, actually, it didn't start till midnight. So
yeah, well, and it's like, so
like, why so late? The game was played where, in Texas, right? Houston.
Yeah, which is that's
so that
Central.
Would have been 8:30.
Yeah,
their time or 8:50, I think.
Like, yeah, which is I mean, I think it was 8:20.
Okay,
I think it started 9:20, but so. I'm taking this analogy from McAfee and applying it to here.
Okay.
There are two types of smart. There's Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
And I think that's a Jeopardy people who made that decision.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, market research shows that a lot of people watch TV at 9:00 at night on a Monday. Therefore, we should put this game at 9:00 at night on a Monday. But it's like...
Yeah.
We're not watching sports then, though.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you want people to stay up and watch the game, I mean...
So, I tweeted out a joke, like, I'm going to have to take a nap during halftime to finish this game. And I actually fell asleep during the second half.
Well, it was a kind of a ho-hum game anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not really fun to watch.
But also, like, the argument of, like, it not being the best, like, teams, I agree with that, but also, like... The tournament can't become, let's put teams that are going to have good ratings.
I mean, that's true.
We have a 64-team bracket to find out who the best team is.
Well, here's something that's maybe indicative of the problem. So, again, this was the least watched men's national title game in years. However, to date, it is the largest, it is the most watched basketball game in the past year. Okay?
Yeah.
So... Say what you want to say, but it's beaten out right now. NBA Finals Game 6, Golden State versus Boston.
I thought you meant college.
No, just basketball in general.
Oh, wow.
So, viewership for for basketball itself might be down.
Yeah.
You're talking about game six. That was the final game? Yeah, that was the final game of the Golden State-Boston matchup last year.
Wow.
2022. And they only got 14 million viewers.
And, I mean, I do think ratings are down because nobody has cable.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's watching through weird streaming services. But that is interesting. When you said the stat before, I thought you were saying,
viewership is down around the board. And I'll say this, like the San Diego State Florida Atlantic game, which was the Final Four game right before the national championship.
That was a great game.
Got almost 12 million viewers. It's number eight most watched basketball game this year.
Which is still a lot of people. That's interesting.
It is interesting. And so to pivot from that for just a second, though, national championship.
With a basketball pivot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. No pun intended, huh?
Well, I would just call him. Pun definitely intended.
I intended that pivot.
Yeah.
I mean pun. So, but the women's national championship game got like 9.5 or 9.7.
Which is another good chunk of people.
It is. And what's funny about that, it actually got more viewers than last year's Orange Bowl and Sugar Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. So you have a situation here where not as many people are watching sports as there used to be, matchups? Is it simply a matchups?
I mean, but and like I was saying though, like how accurate are ratings?
right. You want to go on a rant about how you think ratings are?
I mean, no, but I mean, I think if anybody wants to hear that, they can just call me. but you know, I think the way that we watch sports is different. You know, we're all streaming it.
Yeah.
And I have no idea if those go into account of anything. But I don't know. It's that's wild. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I heard
9 million was more than the Orange Bowl. That was that the college football playoff games?
I don't remember. That's like they connected those two together, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So that's wild. So I guess viewership is down.
Yeah, viewership is down, and so
not by me. I'm watching everything.
So, if you want to take a look at, like for instance, you know, the top most watched sporting events of the entire year,
Super Bowl
is obviously number one with 99.18 million.
That is so many people.
And the NFC Championship got 50 million. Right, you have to go all the way down to number 34 before you get to another thing that's not NFL.
Well, the NFL
and that
has
was
the
Beijing
marketing.
Winter Olympics.
I mean, the NFL has the best marketing,
and then
the rest of them.
There are two college football on here: the Peach Bowl, which was Georgia Ohio State.
Okay, all right, yeah.
And then where's it at here? The Fiesta Bowl, which was TCU Michigan. So those are the semifinal games, right? Both of which were watched more than the national championship game, apparently.
This has turned into a weird episode.
It is.
Let's Google things.
This is the sad, you know, this is what we're talking about with sadness. Are we losing people? Do people not care about sports anymore?
I just don't like.
Do they not want to watch them on TV? Because if so, we picked the wrong time to start a sports podcast, my friend.
So, but I think like, you know, the best way to tell what people are doing is social media.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that like a sports topic is trending on most nights says that that's potentially not true.
No, I think you're probably right about that.
But I don't know. That's all interesting.
It is interesting.
Like, I mean, that's where all the money for it comes.
A lot of it has to do with matchups. So when I was talking earlier before
I agree with that.
The Orange Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, those were non-college football playoff bowls for this year. And so that's probably why the viewership was down. They were not college football playoff games.
The Orange Bowl,
and the Sugar Bowl,
because
the Fiesta Bowl
and
the other one
got
had it. Had it right.
Sugar, yeah.
Anyway,
I thought you were saying
we're trying to break down ratings analysis over here.
And
big sad
keep
fun.
In mind, neither one of us has been to like. neither one of us are TV producers.
So let's talk about something fun.
Let's do it.
It is as of a week ago today, baseball season, my friend. Welcome to baseball season.
You know, it's fun just to be back.
It is fun to be back. And let me just say, the Cubs started off 1-0, and it's been a rocky road since then.
But you know who does look good for y'all? Dansby.
Oh, yeah, this is Dansby Swanson kid. Where did we get him from now?
Man, it's opening day. I open up Twitter to see what other people are, you know, watching. And I just see some amazing stop Dansby Swanson makes. And then I look up and I watch our shortstop boot one. I'm like... Great, great. That's not. I mean, the Braves are obviously.
The Braves look good, though.
They look great.
They
yeah,
look
yeah.
great.
The fact that I'm nitpicking about shortstop should be telling. But yeah, I mean, I saw what Dansby, and I was trying to look it up, what Dansby was hitting.
Oh yeah, he's on fire. He was on fire throughout the entire spring, and now that we're at the season.
Oh, he had a good spring as well?
He had an amazing spring, yeah.
Because it's always funny, like some guys get so hot during spring and then just cool off once the season starts.
I know, right? Like they're like, let's just not play anymore. But yeah, he's. I was going to look that up, but you have it?
No, I just got another weird notification on my phone.
So Dansby Swanson right now is on fire. He's amazing. He's 29 years old. I didn't know that.
But it's, I mean, can he carry the Cubs to a division title there?
Apparently not, because we've lost like four straight games since we won the first, game.
You're going to win. You're going to lose four at one point. Glad you're getting him out early.
His batting average right now is 500.
Jesus. And that so
his OPS is 1183.
I love early season baseball.
I know.
Because you just have just some of the most ridiculous stats.
Well, we really appreciate you guys letting him go and letting him come on.
I mean,
over to us.
I appreciate how much money y'all gave him.
I'm sure he appreciates it too.
But
talk to me about the Braves in their first week. How are you feeling about them?
Good, man. Like, you know, we've only lost a game. You know, we're on pace for 161-1, which I'll take. No, there's no way we keep up this pace, but things are looking really good. The new catcher we got, solid. I can't think of his name right now, of course, because I'm on a podcast, so why would I be able to recall somebody's name?
They got a good catcher.
Yeah, but it's fun to just have baseball back.
It is.
I mean, I've made my point clear. I don't like the pitch clock.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you about that too. So the new
it does make it a little less fun.
You think it makes it less fun?
Because I kind of like the mental battle between a pitcher and a hitter.
You don't think this is just be part of that, wouldn't it? They've tweaked some of the rules since what's his name for the Mets. What's his name? Scherzer.
Yeah.
Was like messing with people.
Fast pitching everything.
Yeah, they've changed the rules so that he can't do what he was doing before.
I will say I kind of like there not being a shift.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I do think the team that just brought their the left fielder down and is like, well,
let's go.
Great.
Of course, it's only going to take one inside the park home run.
I'm going the other way,
right?
But, I mean, I think so far it's been fun to watch. I will say, and now I'm putting on my negative Nelly hat here.
Yeah, let's go.
I do not necessarily enjoy our new announcer a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
Is that because
your guy didn't get it?
I like to think it's not.
But I mean, I'm very. Well, nobody likes change. Change is hard.
He has a very monotone voice. Okay. And I hope it's going to change as he gets a little more comfortable.
Yeah. No,
but
definitely.
Also, like, he doesn't seem to, like, have, he doesn't, like, bring anything new to the broadcast.
Yeah.
He just kind of says.
Is he the play-by-play guy?
Yeah, he's a play-by-play guy. Okay. But there's no, and I'm sure they'll get better, but there's no, like, pinging.
There's no giving back. Well, let's give him a month or two to see if he can settle into that position.
It also doesn't help that he was the Madden broadcaster.
Oh, was he really for the football game?
Yeah, so I'm used to just getting super annoyed with his voice in Madden.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because, you know, how many times can I hear, touchdown, Julio Jones, like, before I just want to, like, shut him up?
I think that's a good question for the Falcons fans out there. How many times can you hear, touchdown, Julio Jones? Turns out, not a lot, unfortunately.
You're baiting me.
I am. Hey, so I was wrong. The Chicago Cubs are 2-3 right now. 2.5 games out of first place.
Hey, that's your striking distance.
if we can stay with the 2.5, that'd be fine.
If you're the Cubs though, right now, if you can get two more guys hitting,
yeah,
like,
we'll see.
You'll be. But like, and if Dansby can stay at, I will
super,
warn you,
superhuman levels. Yeah,
I will warn you this about Dansby.
Oh no, what?
Get ready for a month of 500. Followed by a month of 125.
So it all averages out to like 259.
Yeah. But he will have some months where he's like, this is the greatest baseball player of all time.
And then you're like, then
you'll have a
month
where you're like, this guy needs to go down to single A. Like, he is not ready for this level. It's wild.
That's great. We're waiting for it. I'm looking forward to that all season long. We got a long season ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm glad that it's back. I'm looking forward to it.
It's just fun. Baseball.
It's just fun, man. It's just fun. We got to get out to a couple games this year.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely.
Going to games, man.
Maybe
we can't,
do a broadcast.
Can't beat that.
We do a broadcast from one of the games, or at least a clip or something.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely do it. We can make a tic-tac.
Yeah. Make a tic-tac. Oh, I love tic-tacs. They're so delicious. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.